بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, we're continuing with the morning wadaif and awrad prescribed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we have been discussing over the past few days, a brief introduction to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who are the narrators of these ahadith. Because in reality we are indebted to these Sahaba radiallahu anhum for preserving these prescriptions from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prescriptions for our safety, our protection, our benefit in dunya, qabr and akhirat. The narrator of today's hadith, today's prescription, is a sahabiyya by the name of Khawla bint Hakim radiallahu anha. Khawla bint Hakim, she was the wife of Uthman bin Mad'un radiallahu anhu. And both of them had accepted Islam in the earlier days. Ibn al-Athir rahimahullah says, كانت imra'atan صالحة. She was a righteous woman, pious woman. And it is famously mentioned about her that on the occasion of the siege of Ta'if, which took place in the 8th year after Hijrah, after the battle of Hunain, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had pursued the Hawazin and Thaqif tribes and laid siege to the city of Ta'if. So Khawla bint Hakim radiallahu anha, the night before, she asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, if Allah grants us victory tomorrow and allows us to conquer this particular place, then would you please give me the jewelry and the bangles that are worn by Badia bint Ghailan or Fari'a bint Aqil? These were two women belonging to the Ta'if region who were very wealthy, and they would wear expensive jewelry. So she makes this request that, O Nabi of Allah, why don't you give me their jewelry if it comes as part of the spoils of war? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then hints to her that Allah has not given us permission to conquer this place. Wa in kana lam yu'dhan lana fi thaqifin. He says, O Khawla, should I do this even though permission has not been granted to me to conquer the Thaqif tribe? So she was the first person who Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hinted to, that even though we have laid siege to this place, but we will not conquer them tomorrow, Allah has not given me permission. She goes, she mentions this to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. He comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, Khawla has claimed that this is what you have said, that we will not conquer this land tomorrow. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then confirms this, and then permission is given to Sahaba radiallahu anhum to pack up their belongings and leave. And subsequently the Thaqif tribe later came and submitted to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So without having to fight them or wage any battle against them, he still now came into control of those lands and those people. Nevertheless, this is Khawla bint Hakim radiallahu anha. So she narrates the hadith that appears in Sahih Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, Man nazala manzilan, that person who sets up camp or decides to reside in any particular place. Like a person goes on safar, he's on journey, he's traveling, and he decides to stay over at a certain place, some accommodation, wherever it may be, and he then recites, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقٍ. This is again a prescription to be recited. أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقٍ, which means, I seek protection using Allah's complete and perfect words from the evil of what Allah has created. So if a person recites this, according to some narrations, three times, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that for his entire duration of his stay in that place, لَمْ يَضُرَّهُ شَيْءٌ, nothing will harm him. One sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith, also in Sahih Muslim, and he begins to complain to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that, O Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, look at the pain that I am undergoing right now, because there was a scorpion that had stung me last night. So he begins to complain and show the wound to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him that had you recited this prescription, then that scorpion would not have stung you. You would not have been harmed. Because this is also a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're seeking Allah's protection from the evil of whatever He has created. So again, a very potent prescription for our protection. And muhaddithin have mentioned physical protection, spiritual protection, emotional protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now completely envelope a person in his protection for that day. So this dua should be recited thrice in the morning, we can recite it in the evening as well. And particularly when a person decides to stay in a certain place, then he reads this when he enters that location or that accommodation, wherever it may be, and Allah's protection will come to him, come to him and his family members. Generally, my dear brothers, the norm amongst us is that we are reactive rather than proactive. So a person will only install the electric fencing or some CCTV system after the burglary has taken place. But here in these prescriptions that we have been discussing, we find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us that a Muslim is proactive. He takes steps before harm comes to him. So we do not wait for something to happen, some calamity to befall, and now we try to do damage control. But rather, while things are going smoothly, I am in good health, protection, afiyat, we read these prescriptions, these du'as, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to protect us and does not allow any harm to come to us. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.